From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abby Lee reporting. Authorities in Colombia are still searching for dozens of people missing after floodwaters swept through the southwestern town of Mocoa, destroying homes, causing landslides, and killing nearly 200 people. The Red Cross says another 400 people were injured. President Juan Manuel Santos visited the wrecked town near the border with Ecuador on Saturday and declared a state of public calamity. Santos said, "We'll do everything possible to help families, not only to help the families who lost their loved ones, but all of those who lost their homes." The catastrophe came after days of torrential rains that has left large parts of the region without electric power or running water. The United States and Egypt are expected to reach accord on enhanced collaboration in the fight against radical Islamic terrorism Monday. That's when President Donald Trump is scheduled to host Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi at the White House. The White House issued in advance of the visit, praising the Egyptian leader's tough policy in battling terrorists. The Oval Office meeting is being closely watched in Cairo, where there is intense curiosity about Trump's intentions toward Egypt and the greater Muslim world. Iraqi state television says the chief lieutenant of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed in an airstrike near the Syrian border. The report Saturday said Ayad al-Jumali and several other regional IS commanders were killed in a strike by the Iraqi Air Force in far western Iraq. This is VOA News. Police in Pakistan say the custodian of a shrine in eastern Punjab province is responsible for torturing and killing at least 20 people overnight. A police official said the custodian of shrine invited devotees to the shrine where they performed damal, a special dance. He then intoxicated them last night. After that, he beat and tortured the devotees to cleanse them. They were killed during the torture. A few people managed to escape the killing spree and alert authorities. Police have detained the custodian and several others. A U.S. federal judge in the state of Kentucky has ruled a lawsuit against President Donald Trump for inciting violence against protesters at the presidential campaign rally last year can move forward. Three plaintiffs claimed they were battered by Trump supporters at a rally a year ago, as Trump repeatedly said, "Get them out." Trump's lawyers argued a free speech defense against the lawsuit and said Trump did not intend for his supporters to use force. A new study finds a steep increase in the number of women dying from drug overdoses around the world, while fewer women than men received treatment. It also finds women are more severely punished than men, for their use of drug. Lisa Schlein has more.
The report finds governments do not pay enough attention to the huge and growing problem of drug abuse among women. The International Narcotics Control Board, which monitors implementation of UN international drug control treaties, says women get short shrift when it comes to the enactment of gender-sensitive policies. INCB President Werner Sipp tells VOA one-third of global drug users are women, but only one-fifth receive treatment. He says there tends to be a gender bias against women, as they often are punished more harshly for drug-related offenses than men. The report calls for alternative measures to punishment and conviction for minor drug crimes among women. It recommends more investment in treatment and rehabilitation programs, education, and social integration. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A prominent Russian newspaper reports hundreds of men in the Russian Republic of Chechnya have been rounded up and detained recently on suspicion of being homosexual, and at least three have died while in custody. Novaya Gazeta said it was aware of other sources who say the death toll may be far higher. The Moscow-based publication reported it learned of the action against gay men in Chechnya from the Interior Ministry in the Caucasus Republic. I am G. Abby Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.